From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama continues a four-day western swing today with a visit to Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming and later a town hall meeting in Colorado. The president is promoting his views on changing the health care system. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president started this trip yesterday in Belgrade, Montana. He held a town meeting where he was greeted by a largely supportive crowd, but also by some skeptics, including a man who said the president will have to raise taxes to pay for health care reforms. The president responded that no one making under $250,000 will see tax hikes. In the western Colorado town of Grand Junction, Mr. Obama could face pointed questions as well. Don Gagne, NPR News in Big Sky, Montana.
Earlier in his weekly address, President Obama urged people to ease back from the fiery rhetoric people have seen in recent weeks and listen to each other's opinions about health care. In the GOP address, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah also urges Americans to respectfully debate health care without stifling discussions. His comments come after congressional Democrats encountered angry protests during their town hall meetings this month. But Hatch says Americans have the right to be worried.
After the rushed stimulus bill, Americans are rightly concerned about what is being pushed through the Democratic Congress. The rush to pass something that will affect every American life and one-sixth of our economy has raised concerns all around our nation.
Republicans argue the White House plan will drive the country deeper into debt. It's estimated to cost $1 trillion over 10 years. The winds are calm in California's Santa Cruz Mountains, so firefighters hope to make significant progress slowing the flames from a wildfire. It has scorched more than 5,000 acres. 15% of it is contained. From Capital Public Radio, Bob Hensley has details.
1,500 firefighters, including aerial support, are battling the blaze that threatens 1,000 homes in the communities of Bonnie Doon and Swanton. More than 2,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate. There haven't been any reported injuries, and only two outbuildings have been burned. CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant says firefighters have done an outstanding job protecting property.
No homes have been reported even damaged, which is miraculous, seeing how many homes were in the path when this fire was really raging.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is scheduled to arrive in Santa Cruz today for a briefing and a tour of the affected area. A second large wildfire in northern Santa Barbara County has charred more than 67,000 acres, forcing residents of more than 170 homes to evacuate. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Virginia Senator Jim Webb has won the release of an American prisoner convicted in Myanmar and sentenced to 7 years of hard labor, that is, for visiting detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Webb and the prisoner will arrive tomorrow. This is NPR. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued an update on investigations of last weekend's mid-air collision. 9 people died in that crash in which a small plane and a tourist helicopter collided. NPR's Ben Calhoun has more.
The problem seemed to center around miscommunications between the plane's pilot, Newark Airport, and Teterboro Airport, where the plane took off. The NTSB's timeline shows air traffic controllers at both locations failed to direct the plane and to warn the pilot. It also says controllers at both airports apparently failed to notice radar alarms just before the crash. The FAA has since discovered one air traffic controller was on a personal phone call during the collision. He and his supervisor have been removed from the job pending disciplinary action. The NTSB stresses its investigation is still ongoing, and any conclusions about the role of air traffic control would be premature. Ben Calhoun, NPR News, New York.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for today's bomb attack near NATO headquarters in Kabul. Afghan police say at least 7 people were killed and more than 90 were wounded. The president of Taiwan says he is sorry for his government's response to the recent typhoon, the worst the country had seen in 50 years. Ma Ying-jeou says more than 500 people have died, many of them in landslides. Survivors say security forces could have saved more lives if they had reached their remote villages sooner, but the government had said that troops were slowed down by severe damage to roads and bridges. The Taiwanese government says it has been receiving some humanitarian aid from several nations, including the U.S. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.